What is up, guys? Amir Fazeli here from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong, and you're listening to another episode of Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes as I put some ideas down on my way home from another fantastic day at work. Got a lot of shit done today, and tomorrow morning something big is happening, which I'm not at liberty to discuss just yet, but you'll all know soon enough. Anyway, today's topic's a little bit about rethinking maybe how hypertrophy blocks are supposed to work, or off-season blocks are supposed to work, and maybe how they could be done better. So let me explain what I mean by that. After a competition is done, obviously you go into an off-season period where you are doing just generic work. You know, we're talking about obviously all types of competitive athletes, any kind of competition. After, at the end of the competition, usually you have your transition phase, and then you go into like an off-season period where you are. When we say off-season period, we're talking about a period of time where you are far away from any sort of competition. So you're not doing any specific strength work or power work or anything like that. What you're doing resembles a more generic, a more basic sort of selection of exercises that sort of bodybuilding related, orientated, you know, higher reps, higher volume, lower average intensity, and you're just kind of pumping out work, reconditioning the body, building some more muscle tissue through full ranges of motion, and so on. Now, what I've found is in the past with myself and with others is we would go into off-season training, and if the off-season period goes for too long before another comp comes around, what I would find with myself and with other athletes, you know, strength athletes especially, who are of a higher level in strength, they would lose the skill of the movement when it was time to get back into heavy lifting again. So I'll give you an example. Say competition finishes and then you're into off-season training. So you're doing, you know, squats for sets of 10, right? 3-4 sets of 10, whatever it may be. Because that's the nature of the off-season training, right? And so when you're doing sets of 10, you're working at, you know, 70%, 65, 70, 75% of intensity. Now, when you're sitting at 10s, 8s, and things like that, that intensity range doesn't really touch 80% or above. Even if it does, it's not for a lot of, it's not for a long period of time in relation to the length of the off-season block. Does that make sense? And what I would find is that when it was time now to start thinking about strength work, going into a strength block, that my technique, my feel, my skill of heavy squats was impaired. So even though I was squatting all that time, it's not like I had time off, once the squat number got above a certain threshold, above a certain number, all of a sudden the weight felt heavy. All of a sudden I would lose tightness in the hole. All of a sudden it wasn't as refined, even though I'd been squatting all that time. So I had to now spend time on top of that trying to almost reteach myself heavy squats again. Even though I had more musculature to work with, even though I had built that musculature in the off-season period of, you know, a solid 8, 10, 12 weeks of high volume work. And so this got me thinking of, you know, what's going on here. And I started to realize a pattern where lifters who are strength athletes, especially who are much more fine-tuned, so much more experienced and much more stronger already with it, with a certain lift, they will lose the skill of that lift the more they step away from it as far as intensity is concerned, and the longer they stay away from it as far as the duration. And so what I found was what's needed for these people is you need to stay in touch with some relatively heavy work, even if it's just the top set of a single once or twice a week, to minimize that effect. Now, I'm experimenting right now with exactly how many days a week is required for that, but I would say anything from once to twice a week is enough. No more than that is necessary to maintain skill. The more may be necessary to improve skill and improve strength, sure, but that's what the strength cycle is for. But so what we've been starting to do now with more finely tuned, more experienced, more stronger lifters is in the off-season period, we have a top set where it's at about 85%, give or take, depending on the lift and depending on how strong they are. And it's just for like a single or a double or maybe a triple at most. It doesn't get anywhere near a grind. It's just there for them to have some heavy weight on their back or in their hands and basically go through the general movement pattern of what it is to handle that threshold weight where things suddenly start to get heavy, where things suddenly start to feel like crap. So that when it comes time for down the road, you know, 3 months time down the road, when we finally pick a competition and they want to go again into the next strength block, they don't have to, you know, go into uncharted territory again and start handling heavy weights. They've already handled some heavy weights. Now they're going to handle heavy weights more often and with more volume. And it's less of a shock. It's less of a complete change. And it makes it much more easier to adapt and progress from there. And so far, like with a couple of people that we've tried that with, it seems to be working well, and they seem to find it much more welcoming in regards to being able to get adjusted to handling heavy weights on a regular basis, transitioning from a hypertrophy block to a strength block. Now, with that also being said, going straight from a comp to a hypertrophy block, you may want to give the athlete 1 or 2 weeks completely off anything even near a heavy weight. That's all well and good. That's a given. No problem there. Because of a variety of reasons. One is just like physiologically needing to de-stress the body, and also psychologically, mentally needing to de-stress the mind and keeping things fresh a little bit, taking weight off, literally, and then sort of getting the athlete back into it. That's just another tip from me to you guys. Hopefully you guys can use it, and hopefully it can bring some benefit to you and your training in the next off-season you've got in preparation for your next comp. If you try it out, if you've already tried it out by coincidence, let me know how it goes. Until the next episode, this is Amir Fazeli from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong, and this is Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.